I try to do my best to work with U.S. companies, and there's sometimes when we go out for a bid and so on, I don't accept the bids if they come from China or something like that. I try to keep things made in America, but there's so many of our components that aren't made in America. Our example is our major components, the thing that make this unit work, or our units work, is what's called an MDR, motorized drive rollers, and static rollers that the belts work on. And those come from Japan. There's three companies out there. The parent companies are all in Japan. So I knew the tariffs were coming, and I tried to get ahead of it, and we padded it a little bit. I put it at 17%, and then it came in for Japan. It was at 26%, and now it's back to, I don't know, 10. And I mean, it's just chaos, and it's hard to run a business on chaos.
So you mentioned it was a 17% hike in your cost of your product, and the tariff situation has also chased off potential investors as well.
Everybody seems to be gun shy. I don't know what the right word to use, but nobody's interested at this point in investing. It's a hard push to begin with to get somebody to invest in a manufacturing company, and now it's impossible. We're still trying, but we're not getting anywhere.
I understand your wife is from Brazil, but there's also a possibility that you might consider moving your manufacturing to Brazil.
One of the things that we're doing here is creating contacts. I'm in touch with different economic manufacturing ecosystems, trying to get connected to the right people.
Tim, I know at one point there was just a period when you were so excited about the possibility of bringing manufacturing to Alaska and to Sitka. You were on the school board and you wanted to create a path for non-college bound students to get into something. And it was just so exciting. Is the idea of moving this whole thing to South America, does that in any way chill your enthusiasm for what you're doing?
It does. It does. It's taken a toll. It breaks my heart because I was set to manufacture in Sitka. Sorry. But yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I had a dream, and I can't make that happen.